We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Stevie TPFL. It's Monday. It is January 23rd. It is 2023. We have a 7-game NBA slate to talk about here on today's podcast. I'm joined by my good buddy, Will Priester, Chief Justice 06. Chief, what's happening, my friend?
Nothing much, my brother. Coming on yet again. Let's hang out with the people on YouTube, in the chat. Let's talk about some NBA. Let's help some people make some money and change someone's life overnight.
Listen, I'm very happy to be talking NBA. I'm very happy this NFL slate is over. Got a lot wrong this week in NFL. And when I saw like how some of these game scripts were going to go, I was like, man, I'm going to have a really good week. And then the teams just never showed up. So,
it was rough. Like, So realistically, and I was talking about this in the prop shop, the Patrick Mahomes injury literally cost us the props in that game for the most part. Like, Jaguar still had a chance for us to hit those props, like, down the stretch. But the Mahomes injury cost us because in the third quarter, it was still like a 7-point game, and both teams were kind of content running the ball a little bit until Kansas City scored another touchdown. Well, Patrick Mahomes was playing. This is more of a track meet situation, yeah. You know, or playing his normal self. So it cost a lot of them. The Giants just got obliterated. Dallas game was more of a slugfest. So just didn't come together like we thought, but it is what it is.
Dallas game was exactly how I thought it was going to be, but I was overweight on Pollard. And
he got hurt.
He got hurt. So running bad last week, last week and a half with injuries in the NBA, and then the Pollard thing happened. McKinnon kind of didn't do anything. I needed him to have a good game, but listen, ready to talk some hoops. It's a fun slate. We got some good games here today. some injuries, as always, that we're going to be paying attention to up until lock. Before we get into the action, I do have to say, on Thursday and Friday, the NASCAR package was announced, and it's back for the 2023 season. So I'm pumped about that. There's an early bird special until the Monday after the Daytona 500. So you have plenty of time to jump on that. It's like two more weeks. But NASCAR season's here, man. It's like right around the corner. Like, this is the last Sunday without NASCAR for me. So, and I'll be at Daytona this weekend for the 24-hour race. So last Sunday, next Sunday after that, the 5th is the Clash. And then we got the Super Bowl on the 12th and then the Daytona 500 on the 19th. So February gets busy. But yeah, I had to throw that out there. There is a article up there on the Roto-Grinders main page that breaks down all the details. Always feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions about the NASCAR package. And yeah, I'm excited that NASCAR season is back. What's up, Brent? What's up, Dave? Thanks for hanging out on YouTube. Will, we got 7 NBA games, and we get started with my Orlando Magic. Orlando getting Boston in town here. It's a 229.5 total. The Celtics are a 7.5 point favorite. On the Boston side, Malcolm Brogdon is out. Gallinari is out. Marcus Smith is out. Robert Williams is questionable on the Orlando side of things. Jonathan Isaac, questionable. He's getting very, very close, and that's something to definitely pay attention to. I don't think he'd play a ton of minutes right out of the gate, but he is going to be someone that's going to play minutes, so we got to watch that news. And then Okiki is out as well, so we'll go Boston first. No Brogdon, no Smart. I mean, all the minutes that Derek White can handle in this game, right? I mean, that's where we should probably start.
Absolutely. Stevie, I just don't see – and he's 5,400, so it's not like he's priced way out there somewhere. Like, he's got to play at least 35 minutes, right? Like that's what I think, at least.
Yeah.
You know, Smart and – honestly, I think Smart and Brogdon being out is a bigger deal almost for him than Jaylen Brown being out for Tatum and everybody else playing. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, I think it's a bigger deal. So I like why, you know, maybe Peyton Pritchard picks up, you know, 25 minutes or so. Like, I think that's close, but I still think White plays big minutes here. Him and Peyton Pritchard are probably two really good plays today for what it's worth. Like, I like both of these guys. I think they're both really good plays.
Yeah, I mean, if we take Smart, Brogdon, and Gallinari off the floor over there on Court IQ, we get Derek White averaging 0.93 fantasy points per minute, Jason Tatum 1.43, and Jaylen Brown 1.39. So I think you really, like, realistically could take a shot on Tatum Brown with White in this game. The Orlando Magic, we don't play defense in Orlando, so I think this is a fantastic spot for Tatum, Brown, White. After that, I mean, it gets kind of eh. I don't mind the Pritchard call just because he's so cheap. He is going to play 25-plus minutes in this game at 3,300. If Boston gets up on Orlando and, you know, these guys don't come back out in the fourth quarter or something along those lines, like, he could play more. So don't mind that call. As far as the bigs go, I mean, I can't play Al Horford. I just can't do it. I know he had like a 40-point game against Golden State the other night. That means he had his 40-point game for the month. I don't have to worry about him anymore. yeah, I mean, if Robert Williams
he hit his quota.
He hit his quota. I mean, listen, this Al Horford joke is years. And like, he's a Gator, and he was on that back-to-back national championship team, so he'll always have that like special place in my heart. Dude, I mean, he had his 40-point game. You know, he had one in December. He had one this month. Like, he hit his quota. He's good. Don't have to play him anymore. What are your thoughts on Boston?
Yeah.
Outside of White.
Yeah, I think White and Pritchard are kind of my sneaky, not sneaky, but value plays. Clearly, Tatum could go off and Jaylen Brown could go off, but I think I like White and Pritchard a great deal.
All right. Let's go to the other side of this game, the Orlando Magic. What are your thoughts here on the Magic?
Well, look, Orlando's been a weird team, but I think they can keep up here. They're at home, so I'm going to give them a little bit of a nod, right? A little bit of a nod at home. So I think they can keep up a little bit. And I think they can get rolling. Like, this feels like a game where it's a team that's short, you know, one or two guys. Wendell Carter Jr., 6,300, he feels okay. You've got what's my guy here? Jeez. Franz Wagner, 6,600. Like, it's weird pricing. Paolo, 7,500, which is probably a little bit cheaper than he's been a good low part of the season. Hasn't been producing as much here recently, but, you know, I think this is a spot where he could flourish.
My problem with the Magic is they're so healthy now that there's not, like, guys aren't playing 38 minutes a night. They have a really deep bench right now. It's going to get deeper with Jonathan Isaac, you know, getting really close to being back. But, I mean, Fultz, Suggs, Anthony, these guys are sharing minutes. Bo Boyle and Maurice Wagner, they're like, now that Wendell Carter's back, they're not playing a ton. So I just struggle to get anything here for Orlando. I think if I'm going to take shots on anybody, it'd be Franz Wagner or Paolo Banchero, and that's really it for me. I don't think I'm taking shots on anybody else here. I still think, like, if you're going to take a guard, it would probably be Fultz. I think he has the highest ceiling, but I don't think this is the right spot. We move on. We got Milwaukee at Detroit. 228.5 total here. The Bucks, an 11.5 point favorite in this one. On the Detroit side, Marvin Bagley is out. Cade Cunningham is out. Hayes is questionable. And Stewart is out. On the Bucks side, Giannis is probable. Chris Middleton is probable. Serge Ibaka's out. I know it's a big loss, but full strength Bucks team here against Detroit. I mean, this is a hard game to think it stays close. What are your thoughts here on Milwaukee?
Yeah, man, I like Milwaukee tonight, but that's only, I think, for real basketball. See, with Middleton coming back, even him playing, let's call it 25 minutes max. That's going to take away from everybody. Like, so I don't want to – I feel like the only person I would probably consider would be Giannis, especially with Drew Holiday at 9K. And I don't even think I want to play Giannis here. They could very easily be in control of this game quickly.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. I mean, if you're the problem with, like, Drew is he's priced like Giannis is out still. So I don't think we could pay 9K for Drew. Bobby Portis is 7,600. I mean, that price tag, he was 6,300 a week ago when Giannis was healthy. So don't think I can pay that price for Bobby Portis. I mean, these guys have been playing really well. I mean, Brooke Lopez should crush in this game. Detroit is terrible against centers, but I mean, just overall, these guys are all priced up. If I'm playing anybody from Detroit or from Milwaukee, it's probably Giannis, but I don't know if I'm getting to Giannis at 11-8. I know it's a 7-game slate, but with Middleton being back too, I don't expect Middleton to play like normal amount of minutes. With the knee, it's like sore knee or whatever. I don't expect him to play like full amount of minutes, but I do think like he matters enough where I don't want to play these other guys because of these prices. Giannis being back more than anything else.
Yeah.
The Detroit side. I mean, if Hayes sits, I could see taking some tournament shots on like Jaden Ivey or like an Alec Burks type of play. But overall, I mean, maybe you're taking shots on Jalen Duren, but you know, his minutes have kind of been all over the place lately too. I don't know what I'm doing here. He came back, played 18 minutes. If we think he's going to play 25 minutes in this game, Stewart's out already. Bagley's out. If Duren is going to get 25 minutes at 4,500, I think he's worth a look here. But outside of that, I don't really have a ton of interest in Detroit.
Yeah, absolutely. At 4,500, I mean, we saw what he was able to do with his last time playing. 18 minutes against Chicago and put up 34 fantasy points, and is typically going to hang around the mid-20s with upside for 30-plus. I don't hate it, especially if he gets a little backup run. Stevie, if they're getting blown out and he's still in a little bit, like, I don't hate that call at all. Jaden Ivey is somebody that has been playing pretty good minutes, but the fantasy production just hasn't been there. I think Durant is the only person I'm interested in, just along with you as well.
Quick one. That was a quick one. Charles says our intro song is fire, and I couldn't agree more. Like, I'm super tired every time I get ready to do the podcast, and then that intro hits, and I'm like, let's go. I mean, let's it's go. As simple as that. It's as simple as that. So people that let's listen go. In the morning, like that listen to the podcast in the morning, they're like, yeah, this is how – who needs coffee when you have the Morning Grind intro? Like, that's how you get pumped up to get to work in the morning. So especially, look, we're helping everybody out on a Monday. So – Atlanta at Chicago, 238 total in this game. Bulls, a one-point favorite on the Atlanta side of things. Okongwu is questionable. On the Chicago side, Ball remains out. Javonte Green remains out. And Goran Dragic is questionable. We'll go Atlanta first. High-paced game. A lot of pace in this game. These are the types of games that you know that I love to target. Types of games that I talk about a ton, but I mean, it should be a fast-paced game. Both teams inside the top 15 in pace. I think they're like 9th and 12th. Defensively, I mean, listen, Atlanta is like 18th. Chicago has been better this year at 12th. They're kind of all over the place. They were like top 6 for a little while. But listen, this is a game you want to target. This game is fantastic. What do we like here for the Hawks?
Man, look, playing the Chicago Bulls should be competitive. Give me as much Trae Young as you can handle. Love this spot for him. Should be a good one. I also, Stevie, in this particular spot, John Collins back down at this 5,600 range. Like, I don't get it, especially when he's playing normal minutes. So it's not like one of those spots where he's kind of playing 20 minutes. Like, he's playing normal minutes. Like, this is crazy, I think, in my opinion. So I like this spot for him at 5,600. I think that's a great price. I think because of the price, he's probably one of my favorite plays. Bogdanovich at 5,100. I know, I mean, he's had a couple games where he's been down, been sitting out, you know, for load management in my estimation, but I think you can take a shot on him as well. This is a good spot. I like Trae Young. I like John Collins.
I like the John Collins call. Tougher matchup for Capella. So, I mean, this could be a game where John Collins has a really solid game. Man, if you can get the minutes right for Capella and you get like, if you like guess right on him playing like 30 minutes in this game at 5,500, that's way too cheap. So, I mean, tournament wise, I think tournament wise, you're definitely like circling Collins and Capella here. I prefer Trae Young over DeJounte Murray in this spot. And then I'm definitely not touching anybody else outside of that. I mean, their role, like secondary players, just the minutes are all over the place. And you really just can't trust any of these guys. They'll have games from time to time, but just nothing that I can trust here for Atlanta. On the Chicago side, I mean, you got LaVine, 9,600 for Zach LaVine. definitely priced up. I know he's been cruising here recently with DeRozan out of the lineup, but I mean, first game with DeRozan back, he still went for 30 points. Will, it was Detroit. This is a much different type of game. Do we think he keeps shooting? Do we think he's too expensive? If he's too expensive, are we taking shots on DeRozan or Vucevic here at these price tags? I mean, coming in, I have DeRozan written down as one of my favorite plays on the slate. So talk me off of it if you dare for the Bulls here.
Yeah, I don't hate DeRozan. This is a good spot for him. A whole lot cheaper than Zach LaVine, which is typically the other way around, Stevie, which is so incredible. But I know DeRozan's been out or was out for a little bit, and Zach LaVine was just having a massive scoring output, shouldering the load, which kind of shows you, Stevie, you know, what he can do still in this league. But, you know, when you've got another guy that can score 25, like, you both can't be scoring 30 every night. You got Vooch. So, bottom line, LaVine's too expensive. DeRozan's probably right there. If I had to take anybody straight up today, it's definitely DeRozan. And I think that's going to be it from the Bulls.
Yeah. I mean, I could definitely see Vucevic having a good game here, but he's just so expensive now. Like, 9,100 is a really tough asking price for him with DeRozan back. So I think this is one of those like really rare scenarios for the Bulls where like DeRozan's the cheapest of the three and you just kind of take advantage of it. Outside of that, I mean, Patrick Williams, 4,800, he's going to play a ton of minutes, but this is a game where I think you just kind of play the studs and look for value elsewhere. I think is the best way to kind of approach this game. Minnesota at Houston, 239.5 total here. The Timberwolves, a 6-point favorite on the Houston side. Kevin Porter Jr. is out. Jabari Smith is questionable on the Minnesota side. Rudy Gobert is questionable. McLaughlin and Karl-Anthony Towns remains out. Taurean Prince is questionable. We'll go Minnesota first. I mean, Gobert matters a lot on this slate because if he were to sit in this game, you get a matchup against Houston for Naz Reid, just absolutely should crush in this spot if Gobert ends up sitting. So I like him a lot if that happens. I don't know if I really want to look too much into like Nathan Knight getting a ton of minutes the other night against Houston, but he is really cheap, same type of game. Anthony Edwards is going to chuck in this game, just put up 44 against this team on Saturday. What are your thoughts here on Minnesota?
Yeah, man, I think you can go right back to the well on Anthony Edwards. I don't hate going back to the well on D'Angelo Russell as well, especially if Gobert sits. Like, you know, we have to expect that these are going to be the guys that lead the charge. You talked about Naz Reid. Only played a few minutes against Houston, but I'm not sweating it too much. I definitely think he could have a big performance here. But main guys, man, Anthony Edwards, D'Angelo Russell at 6,700, those would be two guys I would be keyed in on big time in this spot. Houston at home, so hopefully they could put up a little bit more of a fight, keep these guys on the floor, and keep rolling. Jalen Green's been playing fine, Stevie. You know, like, I know he had a rough night the other night, but we saw against Charlotte, 40 minutes, 57 fantasy points, 41 real points. I think you can take a shot again, even at 7 feet. He's got some upside with Porter Jr. sitting. I like him a ton. And I guess really I just skipped over to Houston. Sorry about that, but it's just kind of in the flow.
You got excited. I understand. I would get excited too at 7,800 for Jalen Green with no Kevin Porter Jr. If Gobert misses this game, Sengun, man, 8,400. No one to really slow him down. I mean, he's someone that I'll be looking at like a point rebound prop for as well if Gobert sits. Yeah. So we'll probably jump on that early. And I like it even more like if Jabari Smith sits as well. If Jabari Smith sits, I think Terry Eason is really good at 3,800. I think he becomes one of the top value plays on the slate. So I'll be paying attention to him. I don't know if Josh Christopher is someone that's going to get enough minutes yet to really like consider him, but he's like, he's really fringy. One of these days they're just going to stop, you know, giving Eric Gordon a ton of minutes. But I mean, KJ Martin would be the cheaper guy. I think that gets the minutes. It has a little bit of upside, but Houston, a very interesting team here with Kevin Porter Jr. out. And if Jabari Smith sits, that's just one more guy that is typically playing in the 25 to 30 minute range that you're going to replace here for Houston. So two really like main piece stays in this offense and defense. All right, keep rolling along here. We had the Magic already, but now we get to talk Charlotte. Charlotte at Utah. Yeah, these games today, like, there is no shortage of, like, high total games on this slate.
This is a good slate. This is a real good slate.
Going to be a high-scoring night. I'm just going to throw that out there right now. At 10:30 the night before, it's going to be a high-scoring slate. We're going to see a lot of over props today throughout the day for sure. Charlotte at Utah, 235.5. Utah Jazz, 7-point favorite in this one. Kelly Olynyk remains out, and then Oubre remains out. Cody Martin is doubtful, and LaMelo Ball is questionable. We'll start with that Charlotte team. If LaMelo sits at 9,800, I know he didn't play Saturday against Atlanta. Got hurt in that Houston game. Was it Friday? I think it's Friday. If he's out, sign me up for Terry Rozier at 8K against Utah. One of the juiciest matchups on the slate is Utah. I like him. I like Plumlee a lot in this game. Utah's been a team we've been picking on all year at center, and I will say Kessler has been better defensively than Olynyk. I will say that. But Plumlee at 6,700 just seems too cheap. So ton of interest in Rozier, ton of interest in Plumlee. And then kind of quietly have a little interest in Gordon Hayward at 5,300. Maybe they ramp up his minutes a few extra, like 28, 29 minutes here at 5,300. So low-key have a little bit of interest, especially with Cody Martin doubtful. What are your thoughts here on Charlotte?
Let me tell you. If Melo is out, LaMelo is out.
Load up.
What's that?
I said load up. If LaMelo sits, load up.
Listen, so we drive know the train. I'm going to tell you one of my favorite plays. Usually you probably wouldn't get this from me, but P.J. Washington, 6K. Stevie, this man has been on a mission recently. I mean, putting up monster scores past two games for his price. And so if you're telling me LaMelo is going to be out again at 6K, he's playing Utah, a guy that can shoot the three as well, stretch the floor, put it in the hole. Like, give me PJ Washington. I like him a ton at 6K, and I think you can play him with Terry. But this group, I mean, you talk about Gordon Hayward, 5,300 in this spot. Man, just give us 30 minutes. Just give us 30. Like, these three guys could very easily be in tournament-winning lineups. Like those three a ton. Definitely think you get your exposure there.
Get burned again by Dennis Smith Jr. And I don't even say, like, he's not really, like, burning you. But, I mean, if LaMelo sits, he's going to play 27 to 30 minutes in a great spot. Utah, just not a great defensive team. They're 26 in defensive rating this season. And they play at a pretty solid pace at like 14th. Charlotte is like 10th. So fast-paced game with little defense here. I'd take some shots. On the Jazz side, Lauri Markkanen is 9,400. This guy's been playing fantastic here recently. What are your thoughts here on Utah? They've been a really tough team to kind of figure out, but I mean, Kessler at 5,800 with no Olynyk is definitely somewhere you could start here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't hate it. Charlotte's been equally bad inside. You got Kessler at 5,800. You know, if he's able to get close to 30 minutes, I think he has a big night. And then, you know, we talked about marketing. He's 9,400 today, Stevie. And while that's probably somewhat expensive, it's the Charlotte Hornets, man. Like, I don't think I can – I think you get him in your lineups tonight. Like, this is a good spot for him. Mike Conley, 5,300, playing, you know, 30 minutes most – this is a good spot for him. And Stevie, don't look now. Conley's been over 30 fantasy points in four straight games and still hasn't really gotten a bump. I think you hop on the train tonight, feels like he's going to be 5,800 real soon, and that's hop off the train.
Yeah, I feel like you were just talking about, was it Friday? You were talking about Conley.
Absolutely.
Sexton played a lot the other night too. He really hasn't had like that high scoring, like do a lot type of game yet, but he's really cheap as well. So
30 minutes though, if he's going to get 30, we got to play him now.
Yeah. Gotta love it. Right. Utah. Yeah. This is just a game that again, like we're going to get into some of these games. It's just so juicy. Like there's so many juicy games. So, yeah, San Antonio at Portland. Here we go again, right? Like 241.5 total. The Trailblazers, a 9-point favorite in this game. They're on the second end of a back-to-back, right? Didn't they play Sunday? Yeah, Portland did. And then San Antonio, Vassell's out. That's really it. So we'll see, like, if anything comes out of the Portland side.
They're playing the Lakers.
Yeah, that's what I thought. They're still playing. So we'll see. Talk to me about San Antonio here, Will.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
It feels like they're going to lose again, but, you know, Jakob Poeltl has these weird upside at 6,200. I don't mind taking a shot. You know, Trey Jones is 6,300. You know, he's been okay, but just the Spurs still feel like an odd team to me. I'd probably just rather play some of the cheap guys. Like you've seen, you know, Josh Richardson can get 25 minutes in this spot. Like I wouldn't mind, you know, grabbing a share or two of him. You got Keldon Johnson who, you know, he's playing big minutes, but it's such a weird team. You know, Jeremy Sochan, he's playing minutes right now, Stevie, 30 plus minutes. He's probably the one guy that you could probably get you some exposure to and feel okay about.
Him and like Josh Richardson, right? Yeah. Just those cheap, no one's playing type of value plays. I mean, high end, I'm with you. I think you take shots on like Poeltl or Johnson. Trey Jones at his price, I don't think he has necessarily like the upside with Vassell out still. If Johnson were out too, I think that's where you would maybe take a shot on Trey Jones. And then on the Portland side, assuming everybody plays, I don't think anyone will sit here on the second end of a back-to-back. Maybe Nurkic. This line definitely suggests that Vegas thinks Lillard's going to play for sure. I mean, Lillard's 10-1, seven game slate. You know, you're comparing him to like a Tatum, Sabonis, Morant type of plays. He's in that range, right? Like, he's that same type of play. Great matchup. I really like Josh Hart at 5,100. This guy has been playing a lot of minutes, man. Like, his price was like 5,800. He had a couple bad games, and I just hope he doesn't have like a really good game on Sunday night to kind of hurt this take.
Yeah, no. I mean, for guys like him who are like stat sheet stuffers, like, you want to get exposure. Like, you're not playing Josh Hart for him to score like 15 points. You're playing him for everything else, right? Like, he's probably not going to score more than 10 real points on most nights. He'll be in that 7-8 range, but he's going to have 7-8 rebounds, 4 or 5 assists, 6 assists, a couple steals, a couple blocks. Like, that's why you're playing Josh Hart. He's really carved out a role with this team. Love that call at 5,100. You can definitely play Dame. I think he can probably get away with playing Nurkic in this spot as well at 7K. It's going to feel weird because of the spot, but I mean, the Spurs, they haven't been great inside. Like, this is the matchup where we want to play Nurk and get our 45-point game.
Oh, Nurkic. I don't know if I could do it with Nurkic, man.
I get it. But it's like Charlotte and Brooklyn and all this. It's like, man, you just,
I know, like, I get the spot.
You take the centers and they crush.
Yeah, I get the spot, man. He's like one of the most frustrating guys to play in the NBA because one night he plays 30 minutes, the next night he plays like 18 minutes.
I get it.
Oh, that guy. He's that guy, right? Like, he's that guy. anyway. All right, we finish out our slate with Memphis at Sacramento. No total in this game, probably because Memphis is on the second end of a back-to-back. There's one site that has it up at like 243.5 with Memphis a 2-point favorite. That doesn't shock me if that's what it comes out at, but no one else has it up, so we'll just say no total for this one. Injury report, I mean, we'll see if anything comes out of the Kings, but they went into – or the Memphis side, they went into Sunday night's game with a full strength team. So talk to me here about Memphis.
I mean, Memphis, man, they're a tough team. They're playing Sacramento, one of the top teams in the West. And don't look now, Stevie, but Ja Morant, 9,700. I mean, I know every game he's not going to put up 60 plus. Feels like he should probably stay around 10K games. So we're getting a little slight discount here. Last time he faced Sacramento was January 1st, put up 55 fantasy points. I don't hate Ja here at all. Like, this is a really, really good spot for Ja. So he's on the list. Another sneaky guy in this spot, Steve, in my opinion, I think it's Brandon Clark. If we see him get 20, let's call it 25-ish minutes, like, he could probably go for around 25 to 30 fantasy points here. So he's another guy that I really like. Desmond Bain, 7,200. Like, I play him in this spot. Like, these are the spots you want to take in high-paced game. This should be a spot we can get close to 40 fantasy points. So I like him a ton, Stevie. Just feels like this is a real spot for a lot of the Memphis main pieces. And it also feels like they're on a slight discount. So I'm in on the Memphis guys.
I'm in on this game, right? Like, just at the end of the day, this game should be one of the higher scoring games on the slate. Like, I know how good Memphis is defensively, but like, Sabonis, Fox, Barnes, Herter, like, Sacramento has so many ways to beat you. So I mean, if everyone plays in this game for Memphis, this should be just a game that is super competitive. So I mean, on the Sacramento side, if you're playing Ja, I don't mind going like a Sabonis or a Fox and just running it back, trying to get like that two top end type plays, secondary pieces. I still think I prefer Herter over Barnes. When Herter has that shooting night, like, he's just someone that has the upside to get there. Keegan Murphy is someone that's been playing Murray, sorry, Keegan Murray is someone that's been playing a lot of minutes here recently. So, I mean, he's another guy, like a secondary piece. But the good thing, really, for like Sacramento is you know where the minutes are going to be. You know their rotations. They have a really tight rotation that a lot of these guys play a ton of minutes. So what are your thoughts here on the Kings?
Yeah, man, I'm with you on the Herter call. Like, he's 5,500 now. It's like, once again, Stevie, they bumped that price down. And then, look, 57, 58, 54, 50, it's like time to start taking our shots, right? Because, you know, if he starts scoring in the 30s, we're just getting so much value. Malik Monk, even down to 4K, Stevie. Now, I know the minutes have kind of been all over the place, but this, if he plays 20-plus minutes, I mean, this is a good spot for him. De'Aaron Fox, 8,700. You talked about Keegan Murray playing more minutes. Look out for his brother Chris Murray, also playing at Iowa. Probably going to be entering the league as well. I know we're not talking about college, but just putting
Will's
it out there.
Dropping some knowledge.
Yeah, and Chris Murray is probably better, believe it or not. What I like about Keegan, though, Stevie, these minutes recently, 37, 37, 40. Like, if he's going to get these kinds of minutes, like this, he's an incredible play in this spot, right? Incredible. So I like him a ton, and I'm with you. I do think Sabonis is a little bit too expensive going against Steven Adams. I just – look, he could get 50-plus fantasy points, and I wouldn't be surprised. But at 10-6, I think if I take the full fade today, I'm going to come out ahead if we ran a simulation on this game 15,000 times. I think I come out ahead. So I'm going to take the fade on him, but definitely like Fox, Murray, Herter.
Yeah, I mean, Sabonis is just someone that, like, if you're playing Morant, I don't mind, you know, getting the two high-end guys. But, I mean, Murray and Fox could easily be the better combo. So, all right, that's it, man. We cruised through that. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. Let's play the morning grind game here. We get started with favorite play under 5,000 to go 7X today. Who do you got, Will?
Yeah, give me Jeremy Sochan from the Spurs, 4,600, playing good minutes right now. The Spurs still a little shorthanded it with Vassell out. You know, it's got a pretty good matchup against Portland, so I like it.
I'm going to play the I think this guy doesn't play Jabari Smith game type of role, and I'm going to take Terry Eason for Houston at 3,800.
I like it.
Obviously don't like it as much if Smith plays. Over 8K to go under 5X, who is your bust today?
Give me Domantas Sabonis.
I felt it coming. Okay. You kind of gave that one away. No.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just because we've been working together so long.
That too.
I'm going to go Zach LaVine, 9,600 for LaVine with DeRozan back. It's just really hard for me to say, hey, I can play this guy in this spot with everyone healthy. So Zach LaVine for me. Favorite 6X play today, Will. Who do you got?
I don't know if you'll get this one because we talked about it so early and by me saying that I might get it. This might be my favorite play on the slate straight up, Steve. Like, not just 6X straight up. Give me PJ Washington at 6K. Love that play today.
All right. I did not see that one coming. I'll go Derek White. I'll take the layup. No Smart, no Brogdon. White, 5,400. I mean, this is a great spot for him to get 6+X. Should play like 30, 35 minutes in this game. And the Magic stink. Let's get weird. GPP play of the day. Who is your let's get weird GPP play of the day?
Let's see. How weird. I don't know how weird this is going to be because of the spot. I like Desmond Bain, but I'm not sure if that's weird enough. How high do you think his ownership's going to go at 7,200?
I don't think he'll be massive chalk. I'll let it ride.
Give me Desmond Bain, 7,200.
I like it. I can get behind that. I mean, I'm going to go Gordon Hayward. I don't think he'll be really popular today.
Yeah.
I really like Gordon Hayward today.
Well, here's the thing too, Stevie. You think somebody plays John Collins before Gordon Hayward? I do.
I think a lot of people.
5600. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Nas Reed's in this range.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that call.
I think there, I mean, KJ Martin, there's a lot of value in this range. And I think that, you know, I'm not saying Gordon Hayward is like the sexiest play ever, but he is just someone that is, if he can get a few extra minutes coming back from injury, he's way underpriced, especially in this type of game.
Yep.
Any bets standing out to you here night before?
So I think this is a touch too low, Steven. I could be wrong. Maybe Boston comes out, but we're starting to get in a range where Paolo Banchero is at 26.5 points, rebounds, assists. And look, he's not been playing great recently. And it is a tough matchup with Boston. But, Steven, we were playing him at 30.5, 31.5. I think we're a little low now. Like, it's time to start taking some shots.
There you go. I don't hate it. I'm going to go to a point prop today. I'm going to go DeMar DeRozan over 26.5 points against Atlanta, averaging 31 points in two matchups against them this season. I think DeRozan is someone that, again, I talked about him earlier. I really like this spot for him. So I'm going to jump on 26.5 for him. I think there's a lot of great games today, a lot of great games to target, a lot of great games to, I mean, props, all kinds of stuff. I mean, this is a fun slate. This is a really fun slate. So happy Monday. Hope everyone had a fantastic weekend. We'll be back tomorrow talking hoops. Good luck, everyone. We'll see you then.